you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free.
Do you believe in life after addiction? You better believe it. Now, the host of Life After Addiction.
That's right. Welcome back. Season 2, episode 25. And man, we have a very special guest today. I'm not going to tell you who. You're going to have to eagerly wait. As many of you know, we've developed a partnership, really a Christ-centered partnership with Williamson College. They come beside us and we've come beside them. And so today we have Dr. Brian Thomas, who's the Director of Academic and Student Services with Williamson College. And he is going to just share with us his journey and things like that. Brian, Dr. Brian, say hello.
Hello, everybody. Thank you for having me here today, Pastor Adam.
Absolutely. Absolutely, man. So, hey, you've been an educator. You've been in higher education for many years. Tell the people a little of your background and how you got started and where you are today.
Yeah, sure thing. When I was in high school, I was recruited by Maryville College, got an academic scholarship there, and I ended up pursuing a degree in psychology and chemistry. Those two kind of seem like they don't go together. I changed my major a few times, but I completed the degree, and I went on to get my master's degree at Middle Tennessee State University in clinical psychology.
The Blue Raiders.
The Blue Raiders. And I forgot to give the shout out, Go Scotch, for MC. But MTSU, was the background was clinical psychology.
Wait. Maryville College, their mascot is what?
The Fighting Scots.
Oh, Lord.
The Fighting Scots.
All right, go ahead.
Thought you would have known that.
I grew up around there. Yeah. Sorry, go ahead.
But anyways, MTSU, really good experience. Clinical psychology background, learned a lot about abnormal disorders, personality types, clinical assessments, those types of things. And then I got a teaching experience opportunity while I was at MTSU. Still hadn't really decided if I wanted to go the clinical route with psychology or. And then when I got that teaching opportunity, I really loved it. I really loved being in the classroom, taking complex theories and breaking them down to teach them with illustrations and just being one-on-one with students. Mm-hmm. That was very special to me. So I fell in love with teaching, and then I just started to apply to some local community colleges as an adjunct professor. I taught for Nashville State Community College, taught for Motlow State Community College as well, just the gen ed psychology courses and some of the major courses. And after a few years, it was an assistant professor track. I was asked to become a department chair.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and did that work, so kind of middle management. And then later on, I took the big step of applying for an executive level position at Nashville State. And the title was Associate Vice President for Academic Affairs. Mm. And about 2 years ago, so while I was at Nashville State, I was working on my doctorate degree.
Okay.
Capella University, and the degree was Higher Education Leadership and Management.
Oh, wow.
Completed that in the fall of 19. And with two young kids, and it was tough. But there were times I thought I was going to give up, but I didn't. Kept going. So when I was working at the community colleges, I loved teaching. I loved the classroom, and I got into administration. And my job became more about numbers. It became about completion percentage. It became about retention rates. And I started to disconnect from students because I was just so consumed with those numbers.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think in the back of my mind and in my heart, I always wanted to work in a Christian college. I just never really thought there was an opportunity locally. And when Williamson College came and partnered with Life Point Church in Smyrna, I was introduced to the president at Williamson College, and I started to work for the Williamson College. I resigned from my position at Nashville State, and I started to help with just teaching, recruiting, and marketing the college. And what I really noticed about Williamson is its authenticity. You have schools that claim to be Christian colleges, and, you know, they may be Christ-friendly, but in my opinion, a true Christian college is going to be Christ-centered. And that means that Jesus is at the center of your strategic planning, at the center of your instruction, and everything that's a part of the higher education process. So that's the big difference about Williamson College that I could say that makes it unique compared to other schools.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. So tell me about, so as you came in, and it's like, we've talked before, Dr. Brian and I are close friends, and I just know that this is a breath of fresh air for you, as you just kind of explained, but tell me a little bit more about the things that really you've pretty new with Williamson College, but just tell me a little bit about the staff, just the way things are set up, the curriculum. What makes you, why is it a breath of fresh air? Why so much is it a breath of fresh air outside of, man, it truly is Christ-centered, which alone is a breath of fresh air.
Right.
But tell me a little bit about just the structure, because you, it sounds like you've had positions and organization and all over the, from the lowest level to, you know, an executive level of, you know, operations and higher education. Tell me a little bit about Williamson College.
Okay. Yeah. At Williamson College, you can probably remember, Adam, at some point in high school or even college, taking a personality test or a career interest inventory and kind of seeing what interest you have and what that might match up with in terms of a major or a career. At Williamson, what the professors do, what the staff does, is they truly help these students determine their spiritual gifts and their talents so that they can use what God has gifted them with and match that up with the program that will equip them to what I like to say is pursue a calling as opposed to pursuing a job. So it's identifying your gifts, choosing a program, and then finding a career path that allows you to pursue a true calling. Other than that, the school is very affordable. You would be surprised about the grant opportunities, the scholarship opportunities, and the low tuition when you consider it's a private liberal arts Christian college.
Yeah.
In terms of accessibility, you know, we have a unique course delivery format. Mm. The classes are one at a time, five weeks at a time, and they meet for 4 hours each week. So you're not ever going to be burdened or overwhelmed with a 3 or 4 course load.
Yeah.
You're going to be able to focus intimately on one class at a time, and you still complete at the same rate as if you were doing it on a semester or a quarter system basis. Mm-hmm. And that design is evening courses meeting once a week, which allows for students to be moms and dads, to work a full-time job. To be involved in their community and with their church. That's another one. And then one of the last things I'd like to say is the attention you get from our faculty and staff. The professors, highly qualified, they don't just bring a degree to the table. They bring a lot of experience, and they pray for their students. They know their students by name. There's a discipleship model going on at Williamson College. The staff, if you're going to have a financial aid appointment or an academic advising appointment, you're going to get one-on-one attention. You won't be waiting in a long line. So that intimacy is something else that I think makes it just a really, really good school.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah. And so as maybe the people listening don't know, but so last year we S2L and Williamson College came together. Tell us a little bit about that from your experience, because I know we've talked about it on our social medias, and there's on our website we have a video. But let's say someone's just catching this, they haven't seen any of that. From the non-rehab, I guess, point of view, tell us why this relationship's so important to Williamson College and what it does, and what you've seen. You've got some guys in your class right now enrolled.
Right.
Tell us that process. Tell us what that looks like from your eyes, from your lens.
Right. And so when I left the secular work environment and joined a faith-based institution, Adam and I, our paths kind of reconnected, and I just started asking him some questions about Spring to Life Recovery and sort of how their model is designed and those types of questions. And I discovered that they actually have a curriculum that they use, an academic curriculum that's based on 7 principles, I think centered on 2 Peter. And those, when I saw that, when I hear the word curriculum, that's when the bells they're going awesome. Off. So I'm thinking, okay, these guys are completing a 42-day program.
Yeah, 6 weeks.
And there's a curriculum, there are learning outcomes and all of this stuff. I'm like, they should get some type of credit for that. And God just put on my heart. And I don't know if I was, when I first mentioned it to Adam, how serious I was about it, but I said, hey, you want me to look into this, you know, getting some college credit for these guys who complete the program? He said, yeah, of course I would like for you to look into that. So I just kind of ran it by our executive team. They thought it was a great idea. And so what we did is we formed and finalized an articulation agreement that awards elective credit for any student who completes the 42-day program at Spring to Life. So that was part A of the relationship and partnership. And we said articulation agreement, why stop there? Let's take it a step farther. And we discussed an actual scholarship, a tuition scholarship for Spring to Life, not just the students, but also their alum and their staff members.
Yeah.
And what I think is so unique about this is that you have men who God is using S2L Recovery to change their hearts, to renew their minds, and to change their lives. And these men, when they complete this program, what I'm seeing is they are ready to just go out there and grab life, and they're ready to take on the next challenge. So Williamson College kind of comes in to walk alongside them, and it helps them to keep having something to pursue, to have another goal to pursue. And it can sort of even be looked at as an extension of their recovery. Mm-hmm. It's equipping them and it's qualifying them to apply to a vast and diverse job market out there by earning a bachelor's or a master's degree.
Yeah, outside of what people may think, so not only the role that you hold as director, but also you are a professor, and you are teaching. From your perspective, how did the guys that you've taught that have come through rehab, and maybe what the world needs to know is you probably wouldn't even know that they came through rehab, but you knew they received the scholarship kind of thing. How are they doing? What's their work ethic?
Well, God absolutely blessed me with the privilege of teaching three young men who completed the program at S2L. And like Adam said, I wouldn't have known that they had the stories that they had and what they had been through, man. And they, to sum it up, they're leaders. They are thriving and doing well in school. And when they share parts of their story with the class, they are actually engaging in some mentorship and discipleship with other classmates.
Amen. That's
so
awesome.
They're bringing just this unique background and this passion for Christ to an academic setting, and it's just amazing, brother.
Wow, that's incredible. So here's what that looks like from my lens. Williamson College, and this is made national attention. There's some places out there that have reached out to the school for an interview, and it's made some different websites and things like that. It's made national attention. This is a huge deal in the recovery world because there's this stigma, man. There's this thing that, and I get it. I've understood being in the space for so long. I understand the why, because someone going through an addiction does awful things. But the problem is that's not forever. An addiction, once an addict, not always an addict. That's what we stand on at S2L. And the reason being is because the word of God says that there's freedom in Christ.
Amen, brother.
And so there's a stigma that's developed. And I mean, if someone who's never had to deal with it or had a family or a friend, which is probably pretty rare at this point with the epidemic going on, there's just a stigma there, man. Like, you know, a second class citizen, almost secondary citizen. And Williamson College coming beside us and partnering with S2L, a Christ-centered recovery place, you know what hope that gives? Not only all the things you just said about opportunities and going out and be successful and educated and maybe get a better job that you're wanting, but just that fact of coming beside us, believing in our men, that kicks the devil in the teeth.
Amen.
Kicks the devil in the teeth, and it is a stigma buster.
Yep.
It blows it up, man.
Yep.
And why? So we need to encourage other places. If a higher education institution comes beside us and does this, man, that's like, I don't know. I don't even know. I don't know the realm of what it's going to do. I know what it's done, and it's not even been a year. It's barely been 6 months, right? Or has it even been 6 months since this partnership has developed? But I mean, I know what it means when you come, like Dr. Brian's come to Catapult. He's come out to the lodge. He's come out to our transitional living house, and he's just showing guys what's available with Williamson College, talking about the scholarship and those kind of things. I know what that means. It's like, wait, you're looking at me and saying that not only will you allow me to come to your school, but you'll give me credit for completing this program, and then you'll give me a scholarship. That's believing in someone.
Yeah, sure is.
That's huge, man. That's huge. So, yeah, sorry, I just got off my soapbox.
No, you're exactly right. You're exactly right. We want to even do it bigger than that. You know, if there are other recovery organizations out there or other higher education institutions out there that want to kind of learn what Pastor Adam and Williamson College have done, you know, we would love to come alongside you as well. It's groundbreaking. It's amazing. It's bearing fruit. And you know, the sky's the limit, bro.
Yeah. Yeah. That's an incredible thing. And that's one of the things we've been talking about from the beginning of this is you and I, we want to take really good notes of our process. We want to be able to train people. Here's what we did. You talking on the education side, me talking on the rehab side. Hey, here's how we made this work.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an incredible opportunity. So I'm excited. I really am.
Yeah, me too.
What else you got? What else is on your mind today?
Well, I just want to, you know, let the community know, the S2L community know, anybody who's listening to this, Williamson College is for students who are fresh out of high school, emerging adults, people with families, people with jobs, full-time jobs, and even middle-aged folks. You know, we have master's degree programs in theological studies, which I think could be beneficial to church staff or even pastors who want to step their game up to the next level with their studies. It's a Christian school that's, like I said, authentically Christian. That's most important.
Yeah. And, amen.
Right here, we've got two locations. We've got one in Franklin, Tennessee, one in Smyrna, Tennessee. But if you are in another state and are interested, we can accommodate you. We have high-quality video teleconferencing. You can complete coursework half online and then the other half. So it's sort of a hybrid model. You would just Zoom in once a week for 4 hours, and you would actually have live interaction with your professor on a weekly basis. So it's not fully online. So we value that interaction with your professor with that model.
Wow. And I'll add to that, as you're just saying, the different ranges of people. So I recently, as did you, I went and got a degree in my mid-30s, some would say late 30s. I'm an old man, Brian.
Me too, brother. Me too.
But I felt God call me to go to school. And I left college 21 or whatever the age was as a young man, and it just is super intimidating at this age to try to go back. And it's like, I don't even know if my brain will work that way. Mm. And you got to read a lot and write a lot. But I felt called to do it, so I did it. And I'll just tell you, if you feel called to go back, or if you feel like there's something that you're supposed to do and you want to earn a degree or a master's degree, or an associate's degree. Williamson College offers all three, right?
Mm-hmm.
Associates, bachelor's, and master's degrees in a variety of different things. And you're hearing this podcast, I would say reach out to us. I will get you connected with Dr. Brian. And, man, he'll talk through options and things with you of what it looks like. But this is a incredible opportunity that school's doing. And I'll just tell you, you see up there on that, we're in our recording studio, aka Adam's office. You see that degree right there. I'm really proud that I did that. And I'm like you, many of times I thought I was going to quit. Many of times I was like, man, I have two babies.
Right.
You know, I have a wife, I have a ministry, you know, many of times that I thought this is just too much, and God called me to it. So he equipped me.
Yeah. Right?
I just kept being faithful, kept pressed on. And man, that degree sitting there, and I never thought I would have that.
Mm.
Never. Nor did I necessarily did I want it, but I was called to get it.
Right.
And so, man, I'm so glad that I did. And I'll just encourage the listener. I'd highly encourage you, if that's something that you're looking into, male, female, young, old,
yep,
please, please reach out and we'll get you connected.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'd say too, you know, I encourage the same and to pray about it. Not every student is going to be a great fit for Williamson College, but there are some out there that we would just love to have you and just help you walk through those next steps to apply and be admitted and start your journey. The days, while you're earning your degree, it seems like it's just going by and dragging, and it's one assignment after the next. But I'll tell you what, when you walk across that stage and you get that degree conferred, it seems like it went by like a flash. So 4 years from now, you could have a bachelor's degree. 6 years from now, a master's degree. And we're just right here to help you.
Yeah, or you could have transferred credits.
Yeah, exactly. Right?
Transferred credits. And if you say you started school and you left or something like that, there could be transferred credits. And if you come through S2L, there could be a credits for coming through our program.
That's exactly right.
A class credit. So awesome, man. Final thoughts, anything?
Oh, no. I just want to thank you for the opportunity to sit here and just share a little bit of my story and share the college with this recovery community. And I'm just so blessed that you gave me this opportunity, brother.
Yeah, man. Thank you so much for coming. And thank you for your partnership. I don't stress it enough. I can't stress it enough. But the relationship that Williamson College has had with S2L, that, man, I believe that that's going to be the standard. I believe that when the rest of this country sees some things that we're doing. And I've told you this from the beginning, I'm a big vision guy. And so I always think big, but this right here is a stigma killer, man. And with an epidemic going on and we're trying to bring people to restoration, and you know, what's different. We don't want, our standard is not just, hey, we want them to go from dysfunctional to functional. Mm. That's not a standard. Mm-mm. I mean, the Bible says that he's come to give us life and life abundantly.
Yep.
And so if we can add a step to that, to give a guy an opportunity to grow in his education, to grow in his leadership and things like that, man, that's what we're doing. We're not just satisfied with someone being sober,
mm-mm,
right? That's just functioning, just a functional human being walking around. That's not what we're called to do as godly men and women.
Right.
And so this is an incredible thing. And I believe that when the rest of the country picks up on these type things, you will see the epidemic that is killing people begin to fall. Purpose is important. Yeah. And this gives guys purpose. So, man, thank you so much. Tell Dr. Ed Smith, thank you so much. And all the team out there. We had all the people out for the articulation agreement. That was really cool. And a lot of the team members from Williamson College came out, and it was cool to get to meet them. But thank you so much. This is such an important thing, and I'm very proud to be a partner with Williamson College.
Amen, brother.
Awesome. That's it, guys. Life After Addiction.
Life After Addiction is a production of S2L Recovery. If you have any questions you'd like answered on the podcast, email them to info@springtolife.net. That's info@spring2life.net. And for more information on addiction recovery, visit s2lrecovery.org.
Finding uplifting news in today's headlines is often like searching for a needle in a haystack. At the Story Behind podcast, we believe in the power of finding heartwarming tales and are happy to share empowering stories with you every week. Get inspired by the note a waitress received from a patron dining alone, and even hear about how one VIP passenger made a hardworking pilot get emotional before his flight. To start listening to the Story Behind podcast, visit lifeaudio.com.